Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, or of laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this we will, if God permit. Hold there. So he says, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ. Literally, this principles means the beginning. The beginning of his doctrine, the beginning of his word. So leaving it, meaning going on from that point. Meaning, because when we were talking about the milk. And there's the beginning of doctrine. The milk of the word. This is the very, very most essential starting point. So proceeding from that point, we want to go on to what? To perfection. To perfection. Perfection means completeness. But that does not diminish the idea. You know, I've heard people say, well, perfection just means completeness. And I think to myself, and that changes what? Obviously, we want to bring our doctrine from the point of, you know, just starting out to full age, right? Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works. Repentance from dead works. And what is it? Not laying it. I mean, let's not have to be those. Remember in the previous chapter he said, you have, by reason of time you ought to be a teacher, but you need someone to teach you again, which be the first principles of the doctrine of Christ, or of the oracles of God. He's saying, let's not go over the same things over and over again. At least, and by that, I don't necessarily mean we don't talk about the same subjects. Paul talks about the same subjects over and over again. He exhorts them to the same end over and over again. What it means is, let's not have to restart. Tell me again what it is we're supposed to do as Christians. Tell me again what it was. You know, where we start over beginning as if we'd never believed it yet. I know people like that. You talk about things and you seem to reach agreement, but it doesn't quite sink in. And so there is a tendency on the part of some people to hang around at the earliest point in their walk. He's saying, let's not do that. Let us rather go on. Not starting over, not laying the foundation again. The foundation here is sixfold. We see the foundation of repentance from dead works, of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, of laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. Each of those has its foundation. But there is, and remember I talked about there being meat in the issue of the resurrection of the dead. And there is meat in it. But there is a foundation to it as well. And that is the milk portion. Jesus, the resurrection of the dead, Jesus rose from the dead. You know, and we believe that. That's the milk part. And going on and understanding in these doctrines gets you into meat. You're perfecting the doctrine. In this sense that it's one thing to just say you believe something, but it's another to be able to discuss it intelligently or to be able to really defend it. You know, study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, so that you could answer any man who would ask you of these things and you'd know why you believe it. That is meat. Not in the sense of, see, people mistakenly think of meat as being like different kinds of doctrines, but you use meat to make yourself strong. You know what I mean? To make yourself, that is the food of a more mature person. All it means is that you are taking the doctrine from the beginning stages to perfection, where your understanding becomes complete. Repentance from dead works. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And like I said, repentance from our sins should be, which is what? Repentance is what? Metanoia in Greek. It means literally, like, to think differently. Metanoia is like the mind, the thoughts. Meta, like you've heard of metaphysics, metamorphic rock, right? Changed rock, different, you know, and so on and so forth. But that's the idea of repentance as this idea of a change of mind. We need to change our mind about our dead works. And what are the dead works? You know, there are not all, you know, it doesn't mean we repent and decide we'll never work again. What it means is the things that we sought to do to please God, the works by which we attempted to gain God's favor, are dead works. There's nothing I can do as a human being to make God favor me. God cannot be bribed. He cannot be, and the thing is, our humans are not good enough to make God stand up and take notice. To say, hey, that person deserves to live forever. They deserve it. They've earned it. All we deserve is to die. And if our lives are pain-free and relatively quiet, we should be more than thankful. We don't really deserve anything. We don't have anything coming. There's this really weird notion by people that God somehow owes us something. That we exist and he therefore owes it to us to make our lives good. That we should have pleasure. Because, you know what it is, some people go around in life and they have pleasure. And they look at other people who don't have pleasure. And they say that's not right. Because they feel guilty. Because their lives are good for no apparent reason. And the other lives are not so good for no apparent reason. But there's no reason anyone's life should be good. And if it is, we should be thankful. And you want to do something about those who are suffering? Well, then do something about it. But you think that God owes it to anybody? I tell you, you're wrong. God cannot be pleased. God cannot be bought. Our works, as far as the Christian religion teaches, that our works that we would try to please God, to earn eternal life, are dead. It's a dead work.